The same thing when you see somebody facing their own tobogi soup, good, and everybody else leaving all the kobosha, all the restaurant, and going to that woman. Don't go to the woman in the morning and say, I file FOI request on
your life. Let's see if we can talk to the that one you will try about here again. Let's talk to the caller here. Hello, caller.
Yeah, hello, my brother.
Yeah, what's your name?
The Bounty talking. Pastor Bounty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, what our brother doing there, they're all right. Our own people, they're not fair to us. They're not fair. Especially our BB people.
Mm.
They will never get the information that we need. You see, the Liberian people, when they do their things secretly, then are we the one can suffer. You know what I'm saying? When they say that I'm on their side, they do something, then at the end of the day, we suffer.
Okay.
That's the problem we got.
Okay.
So we pray beyond their brother here, so that the people can listen to him.
Yeah, but Pastor, so that the one he's talking now, there's a law now. That since that people not fair with you, you use the law and say the honor this is so law, you must give me the other record what I'm asking for. But they don't want to do it, then you care them to the place where you don't care them. That is what we're talking about. So
when you care them, who will ask them? Nobody will call them to court, sir. Nobody will judge them.
No, they get court for me, office for it, they call commission. So you go to the commission in Moraya here, on 10th Street.
What I see?
Uh-huh.
The commission said, they power the people.
Well, okay. Okay, Pa.
Tell me that is on the show there before I go.
Mm.
Our team then go up on the ground here, that they take it. That's what will be for everybody. Look at the oil. They never give out information on the oil. And they wouldn't really see the benefit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
that's some of the things.
Yeah, so Pastor, you get a chance now to use the law and ask for it. That's the point. You don't, how do you call it? Some group will get parable say, but you not send a child, you can't say he can meet me when I send him, you not won't go there. Try for it.
Okay, you are right. So we pray that the law
use the law when they say no, then that time you will say, but they will not do it. Don't just say, okay, I'm not going down. They said they will not do it. Then you, okay.
The problem with, you know,
okay, Pastor.
It can happen in many of the schools that we try to open to teach people.
Yeah.
When you finish explaining the law, then they say, they think you're looking good, but it will not work. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You gotta take it, use it.
Try it first.
Yeah, and see where it doesn't work, then you can talk about it.
And they don't want the group of parable they get, they say you cannot go, you not go on the farm, then you say left out there.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Go there first and see what I left out there.
Now some people now use the law and then not do BBT in their counties.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, so that was number four. We read.
No, number four.
And one leader.
So yeah, two leader. Uh-huh. So two leader. One they call it personal information.
Mm-hmm.
So you here now.
Yeah.
You here now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. You here now. For instance, you go to the hospital, you do your test. Whether you get malaria, whether you get typhoid, that your own business. You cannot go and say I file free information to Omi Radio. So that y'all give me your test result? No. It can't happen that way. So personal information, things about yourself. That one, the free information can't touch it.
Yeah.
You see? The last one, they call it privileged information.
Okay.
So when you go to the hospital and you sit down with your doctor and say, in the night, I can't sleep. My head can be hurting. That conversation is between you and your doctor. Nobody can file free information and say, what thing he told you, tell me. No, you can't do that. So those are the six.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So plenty thing to talk about the freedom of information law here. Afonso, I want you to get a chance to come back here next time.
Okay.
The time we were talking, Marcel, and I even said, if said the time, you're finished.
Plenty.
So this is all I have time for on this edition of Palava Hot this week. I will be here next week with a brand new topic. Today, I've been talking about the freedom of information law that the Kato set up post school down to teach people how to use a lawyer to get what they want, the kind of information they're supposed to get from, where they're supposed to get it from. So, the repeat of this program is on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I will be here next week with a brand new topic. Thank you for hearing us on this program, and my thanks to John Martin Bernard, the technical man. So, my thanks also to Afonso Zion, and I hope that he can get a chance to come again. Afonso, please. When we call you, please come again.
I will come.
Okay. Until then, may God bless you now and always. Bye-bye.
as I go preaching unto you. I'll command you in the name of peace. Go ye and warn them all against your mama land. This is the word that God has made for us to live and be glad in it.